Regulations are necessary to prevent us from imposing harm on others, as we do when we pollute. One person's freedom is another's unfreedom. So working together for the common good under the new social contract will reinforce our sense of common purpose. Thank you.
You were just listening to Joseph Stiglitz on a new social contract. He spoke at Town Hall in Seattle in December 2019. Joseph Stiglitz, university professor at Columbia, is the recipient of the Nobel Prize in Economics. This program is produced by Alternative Radio based in Boulder, Colorado. We are independent and part of the nonprofit Rise Up. We are supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature such progressive voices as Arundhati Roy, Chris Hedges, and Noam Chomsky. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs, MP3s, or written transcripts of today's program, Joseph Stiglitz on a New Social Contract, just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. Special thanks to the Washington State Fair Trade Coalition. Ed Mays recorded the program. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020. CILU now presents Indie Beat.
Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm Mae Wandinger. Robert Connolly Farr is a blues singer-songwriter originally from Mississippi and now based in Vancouver. Since 2017, he's been mentored by blues icon Jimmy Duck Holmes, and his album Dirty South Blues was produced by Leroy Stagger. I'll be featuring Robert Connolly Farr in half an hour. First, here's Tyler Bart Bay with Come Down.
You come in like you've never done wrong, and like you never could now. But let me take you down a notch here, honey, 'cause the bottom's much more fun. You say a dollar saved is better than money well spent now. But I spend mine on memories, so I'll be smiling till I'm dead. You gotta come down, stop taking life so seriously. You gotta dress down, stop taking yourself seriously. You gotta unwind, not even spring's around so tight. You gotta take time, realize there's more to life. You commute 2 hours to get ahead, but to me that's falling behind. You're a prisoner of your way of life, darling. You're the victim of chasing dollar signs. Your filters turn things to black and white, even in the blossoms of spring. So park that pricey car of yours, it hasn't got you a goddamn thing. You gotta come down, stop taking life so seriously. You gotta dress down, stop taking yourself seriously. You gotta unwind, now your springs are on so tight. You gotta take time, realize there's more to life.
of the Ohm Sound with Pause. Here's Devin Coyote with Wasted Love.
still holds a flame.
Here are the Sumner Brothers with Carmelita.
I hear myriads of static on my radio, and the tubes they glow in the dark. And I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm here in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down. Out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Well, I pawned my Smith Corona and I went down to meet my man. Well, he hangs out down on Eldorado Street by the Pioneer Chicken Stand. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
civilized to be lumped in with this shit. Why's it always gotta be the guns? Why you always gotta be the ones? Why you always gotta criticize what you don't understand? Baby, you know I got this head full of blue, running around in circles in my
Leroy Stagger with Love Versus. This is Lion Bear Fox with Make Damn Sure.
Oh, girl, you climbed up a tree. Girl, you drank mushroom tea. Girl, you owned your mistakes. Girl, we all make mistakes. So go on and build your big dreams, but don't you forget about me or the day that we drank champagne so that we could ignore the rain sweeping in. And make damn sure that you know where your heart is. Make damn sure that you keep it alive. And she said on the day that she broke plates, don't you dare sell my heart ache. So I made my big escape and I put on my new face, but I never took a new name because you just can't outrun shame and you just can't outrun blame when you're blaming yourself for it all. Make damn sure that you know where your heart is. Make damn sure that you keep it alive. And make sure, every breath that you take is a nod to your faith. Oh, 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 oh. You make damn sure.
could be so breezy if only you were not chicken by the ones who pervert you more than I. I'm mad, I'm a moth, I'm a rocker, but I am not. I am madder than a monkey in shock. I'm besotted, but I'm not in love. Covered in you, I'm your blasphemous name. Blankets of spies, rubbing you the wrong way, I'd surely die.
James Casper with Breezy. After the break, I'll be featuring Robert Connolly Farr. First, here's Oliver Swain with No Strange Thing.
She pours golden morning across the sky in the last glass of wine. She said, me, you want the loving light open up about to fall apart. Another cigarette, let it burn when we forget. All I really want to do is take your hand. All I really want to know.
No strange thing.
It's no strange thing in you.
No strange thing.
No strange thing. I testify your beauty is above the signs. And I turn your eyes to the light. Every day it's gonna be alright. All I really wanna do is take your hand.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca. We now continue with Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
swamp. Said this old boy at the bottom of the stump and let me dream my dreams. Lord, take me down to the cypress swamp.
Ode to the Lonesome from the album Dirty South Blues by singer-songwriter Robert Connolly Farr and produced by Leroy Stagger. Originally from Mississippi and now based in Vancouver, Robert's been mentored by blues icon Jimmy Duck Holmes since meeting him in 2017. I spoke with Robert over Skype. Robert, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me. It's good to talk to you.
Tell me a little about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
You know, it's funny. I've been talking to my mom about that a good bit lately, and not in our immediate family. And I know there was a piano player a few generations back, but that's about it. I started playing guitar when I was around 18 or 19, and after I heard the Nirvana Nevermind album, I just cornered. I put myself in my bedroom, and I sat. I think I was there for most of my teenage years.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
Well, it's got to be Neil Young. I mean, you know, when I started playing guitar, I had to audit a class at a college that I was in, and I just needed the hours. And so I took this classical guitar class, and I got my guitar and all my classical notes and everything, and I was trying to learn to play with my fingers, and I was getting really frustrated. And so I stopped by this old record shop in Raymond, Mississippi, which is where the fellow that wrote When the Levee Breaks is from, by the way. I stopped at this little record store, and I asked this woman, I said, and it's in the shape of an old train caboose. That's actually what the record store is. And I said, what do you suggest I get? She said, you got to try the Neil Young Decade album. And I was like, all right, lay it on me. And so she gave me this double cassette, and a week later I bought the tabs, and I never looked back. I learned every song I could on that album, and it's special to me.
It's an amazing album.
Oh, Neil Young, it's funny because I wasn't even into Skynyrd as much around that time. And Leonard, and I ended up being into Neil Young, you know, hard and heavy before I got into Skynyrd hard and heavy. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love Drive-By Truckers so much, is because they always like to tell, you always hear the story, the surface story about Neil Young and Ronnie Van Zant, they didn't like each other, but they actually really did like each other. And they liked each other because they actually challenged each other to, you know, either push the box in a more conservative way, or maybe it was, you know, the Lynyrd Skynyrd telling Neil Young, you know, like, hey, we're fine where we are. But then they'd get together and they'd joke about, you know, the importance of what they were doing and the messages that they were carrying.
You were also mentored by a Mississippi blues legend. Tell me about that.
Jimmy Duck Holmes. He is, he's the man. he's been around ever since I've been around. And I've, you know, people told me about him when I was a kid, and I never stopped by his place, even though it was just within a stone's throw of my house. And, I stopped by to see him a couple of years ago, when I went home to see my dad, who was sick from leukemia. And my dad was like, let's take a ride up to Clarksdale, you know, and do Father Sunday. So we rode up to Clarksdale, and we I had some ribs and some catfish, and when we finished there, I suggested taking 49 South back through Bentonia so I could show him this old juke joint that I had found in Bentonia that I like to take pictures of. So I suggested we take 49 South back down through Bentonia, Mississippi, so I could show him this juke joint that I'd been taking pictures of since I was a kid. You know, just kind of, it's a beautiful old blue building beside a cotton gin in this town, and if you blink, you miss it. I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere, and so the door was open to this juke joint this particular day that we stopped by there, and I told my dad, I gotta pop my head in here, and I stuck my head in, and Jimmy was behind the counter, and I never met him, but he told me to come on in, take a look around. There's guitars hanging everywhere, old juke joint, tables, signs, posters everywhere. And he said, do you play music? He said, yeah. And I said, can you play me a song? And he said, for sure. And he sat down and he started playing Devil Got My Woman. And it was the most haunting song that it just floored. And my dad felt it too when he started to play. My dad, it was just me and my dad in this old juke joint when he started playing the song. And later that night, my dad looked at me and he said, something happened when he played that song. And I was like, yeah, that was special. And I went back the next day and Jimmy gave me some guitar lessons. And then I went back the following day for some more guitar lessons. And I ended up going back that year to Mississippi four times to see Jimmy and to get just to sit with him. And not just the guitar playing, but just to listen to him talk about the history of Bentonia, who had been coming through the juke joint. I mean, he's been running that place in Bentonia since his mama and daddy gave it to him in the late 70s. And then they ran it from well before then. And it used to be, that juke joint used to run 24 hours a day because the cotton gin ran 24 hours a day. And so they had a lot of people that came to that juke joint. It wasn't just to drink, but it was to get a plate of food and a glass of tea. And, you know, I didn't know this until last year, but there's a Coca-Cola sign on the front of the Blue Front Cafe. And I thought, well, maybe Jimmy's getting some money or something. You know, maybe he's doing a little advertising on the sly. And so I asked a fellow about it. And he said, nah, you know, that sign, that Coca-Cola sign has been hanging on the Blue Front Cafe since before it was legally okay for an African-American establishment to sell a Coca-Cola copyrighted product. Before a certain time, you know, and when they could only sell off-brand cola beverages.
You're
an
kidding.
African-American establishment. Yeah. And so the Blue Front Cafe, Jimmy's mama and daddy, they put up that Coca-Cola sign because they were going to sell Coca-Cola. and they did before it was okay for them to do so. And nobody ever messed with them. And so there's a lot of, you know, you start to look around and every time I go home, I learn something new. And that's what's been so incredibly special about Jimmy teaching me is because he's not just teaching me music. He's showing me things about my home that I haven't seen before. He's offering me a different perspective, a perspective that comes from, you know, an elderly African-American man that grew up and fought his way, you know, growing up in the South when he did, which was a lot different from the South that I grew up in. And he never misses an opportunity to sit down with me. I mean, lovely man that way. He will always take a minute to teach whoever comes through his junior.
Sitting on the porch,
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
If you don't want me, why don't you tell me so?
About Just Jive.
Well, that's Jimmy's song. Before we recorded the album, a gentleman from Germany, I think, or Austria, he had come through Bentonia and the Delta. He was doing a vacation in the late 70s and 79, 78 or 79. Might have been the year I was born. But he came through there, and he was recording a few, you know, some of these older fellas playing some songs. And Jimmy was younger then. He was in his 30s or 40s. But he stopped by the booth now, and he asked Jimmy to play him some songs. Jimmy played him some songs. He recorded them, and then they sat in storage for a number of years. And we got them a few years ago, and Jimmy's manager at the time sent me those songs. He said, take a listen to these. And so I took a listen, and that song just jumped out. It's just so catchy and groovy. And I didn't know all the words. I couldn't understand everything because I guess it was just recorded on a little tape deck or something. And so I played what I had come up with for Jimmy, and Jimmy was excited. He's like, yeah, let's play that song. I'll play that song. So he'd have me come up and play it at the gym joint. We recorded it with Leroy Stagger and the boys, and man, it was just a fun song. But you know, you only need a chord or two and a couple of verses for the Bentonia style, and you got yourself a song.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
Well, we went down and played the Bentonia Blues Festival last year, and took the band down with me, and we just had a great time. And the guys in the band got to play with R.L. Boyce and Jimmy Doug Holmes, and you know, just that environment down there is so electric. And he's got a free festival that happens in the second week of June every year. And so we had gone down to play that. We came back and we had a couple of days in the Hipposonic studios here in Vancouver, which is the old little mountain studios. And so we've been in there working on a new record. We've got about 18 songs now to choose from. And so we're really focused on getting a record that really captures the essence of what this Bentonia and Hill Country sound is.
That's something to look forward to. Where can we find you on the interwebs to keep track of upcoming releases?
Well, you can get at us on Facebook or Instagram. We're robertconleyflower.com. We got a couple of good shows coming up here in the summer. We're all over on the Sunshine Coast, and we'll be here in the city playing around a couple of times. We'll be up at the Pender Harbor Blues Festival, so looking forward to that, playing with our friend Harp Dog Brown. And just other than that, trying to keep it safe and virus-free.
Exactly. I'd like to take us out with your song, Yes, Ma'am. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, that song was written kind of tongue-in-cheek. My wife, bless her soul, she put up with more than she should with me. And, you know, I quit drinking a couple of years ago. And so that song was kind of written in jest, but with a kind of seriousness to it, you know, with, you know, that I had gone as far as I could go, and she wasn't putting up with it anymore. I'll tell you, you know, I played that song at the Bentonia Blues Festival last year, and this fellow, younger fellow with a cowboy hat on named Rodeo, come up to me after the set, and he said, when I heard that song, Yes, Ma'am, I knew you was from Mississippi.
I think relatable no matter where you're from.
Probably so.
Robert, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Well, thank you so much. It's nice to talk to you.
Tell her I don't worry her no more. You Yeah, she gonna do just what she doing. She gonna do it for sure. She gonna tell me what she's thinking, even if I don't give a damn. Yeah, I better do right by her. Yes, ma'am. So boy, he's trying to do it right. If I come home, I'm fucked up. Yeah, it's probably gonna be a fight. Cause she gonna tell me what she's thinking, even if it's 4 a.m. Yeah, I better do right by her. Yes, ma'am. And a southern man don't take no shit. More like a punch, but I take a punch. Yeah, I had some fun. Yeah, I'd do it all again. Yeah, I better do right by her. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, southern man don't take no shit from no one. Let's throw it in a big old cast iron frying pan. Yeah.